Yes?
Mr. President, Walter would like just a few minutes with you on the phone.
Yes. Have Walter come to you. We've got serious trouble.
Sir?
Yes, come on in.
He's on the telephone.
Oh, okay.
Joe Stewart called me a while ago and said that Scott had announced on the floor that he was going to make a major speech this afternoon, and he's told people around the cloakroom that it's going to be largely on what I should be called and on the internal income tax situation. And Joe's question was whether they wanted to have, particularly on Cannon Mansfield, prepared to try to answer him in any way. I talked to Abe. He said they ought to ignore him entirely. Talked to Clark. He agreed. He said he thought they ought to, his inclinations let him run on. It depends on how far he goes. If he goes to the extreme and says some things that couldn't be permitted to remain in the record, then those people are smart enough to use their own judgment as whether they ought to point out any glaring errors. But couldn't let him go just carte blanche. But if it's just a rehash, then the less said, the better off we are. He said, I remain in position of seeking one major goal, the end of the investigation, and I think replying will tend to work against that goal unless he goes too far off base. He does not, as of now, have the seeds to do real damage next November, and I would recommend laying back and doing our best to get it over with. I thought before I went any further with you, I'd see if you had any thoughts on it. I've talked to both of them about the suggestion you made yesterday. Neither one of them agree at all. They say it's too late to do that. That'll tend to require being called and to require being extended. I don't want to consider doing that sometime after it's over.
Well, I think if I were chairman, I'd go and interview all 14 of them and come in and say, I've interviewed every damn one. Got all I can, here it is. But if they agree, they just have to follow the interviews, have them unless you follow them. And you're used to doing this unless you follow them, and I don't fight that way. I never want to fight running. That's all we've done on this one is just absorb it. I don't know any better advice than theirs. I don't know where I'd go.
All right, sir. I just want to be.
I think you ought to call Eddie and tell him that they're obviously going to make you the tool, and here you want him to take exactly what you said. You knew nothing about the arraignments. The record shows that the arraignments, this guy didn't make them at all. Made by another third party whom you never met or talked to. And this third party wrote 30 letters, and they're all in the record. But Scott keeps hammering at you and saying you did it and putting it on you because you worked for the president. And he, Eddie, ought to know it because the time may come when he can tell Annenberg that. And ask for simple justice and not be treated like McCarthy would treat a person. Knows Annenberg pretty well, the Inquirer. And this son of a bitch is.
George says he talked to Bill again this morning, and Bill thinks things are in pretty good shape, except he's going to have one or two of his people absent tomorrow, and he thinks he's trying to keep that a secret because if the Republicans find it out and they don't come, they may not be able to get a quorum.
Oh, who in the hell would be absent?
Caleb's one, Clark to George, and Bird's the other. Both have speaking engagements or something. They can leave their proxies, which is all right as far as any vote's concerned, but what he's concerned about is if they might not be able to meet if Hayden didn't come, but he thinks they worked out all right.
Well, you just got to see it, Hayden comes. You just have to call Hayden early in the morning and tell him, man, to be sure that he goes. Just do that early in the morning. call your friend to say at least positive that he's there, because I just tell my bird that this bar is fatal to him. Just wish he'd adjust himself some way to be there. Is Ron Vander, is he still up there?
Yes, sir. He has, I don't know whether he is or not. He has submitted a resignation, but I believe it was effective the end of March. He's leaving.
Who's taking his place?
No announcement been made.
Has he ever called us about anything, or we ever trusted him?
During the campaign, he did some work with us, yes.
And I mean,
he called
since
me.
This thing came up?
You met with him once to... He brought you some material over there when we were still at the... Capital, and he talked to me two or three times. He called me a couple of weeks ago to tell me he just couldn't take it any longer and was leaving, and had given his notice. George said that they had some people putting together copies of this statement, and they made the mistake of doing it in the computer room, and they guess they lost one. They didn't know. Curtis had one until he gave it to the press. We got a lot for it.
Yeah, pretty bad. What are they going? How are they going to handle the tax thing? Who's going to tell them what happened there?
I think they're just going to say what George told me, that it doesn't matter for Internal Revenue and FBI, but it's about as a forgery. Why?
Can you find out whether the same signature on this carousel?
Yes, sir. I haven't done it.
Please call and ask them, let me know that.
All right.
Tell them what I know.
However, I had a call this morning from Tom who tells me that it's instead of Haupt, which is the name of this man, it's Horvat, H-O-R-V-A-T. And he says that it's a company in New York, and so similar that he thinks maybe they just, this fellow says it's a forgery, and wasn't even supposed to be his name.
Well, why didn't Horvat wire him then and release it?
All right.
Call Tom back and say, for God's sake, get him to do it and get it out for the meeting.
All right.
And why didn't somebody speak for her? Or have one of these boys, like Walter Stewart, say, this is what happened to some interview. Change and one improved. Somebody can speak. Well, Bobby can call Jack Anderson and say, here's what he's got from the sources. That's the thing to do, is get in his column. If he can't get it in, probably by tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm sure the one for tomorrow is already out. But we'll
those two things ought to be done, but I want to know if it's Horvat. If it is Horvat, Horvat ought to, they ought to get him and get him to wire Hoff and say, you made a mistake, done an injustice. I signed it. You didn't know. And I understand that on yours, they're identical with the ones you approved. And the only reason they copied them is because